Okay, here's a quick demo of the workflow that I use to copy content that's spread across non-contiguous tracks based on time selection boundaries so that I can take that content and reuse it elsewhere on the timeline. This is a super useful workflow to have up your sleeve for those times when you need to rearrange stuff. I've got some stems imported, as is so often the case. It's a song by my old band, the Mariana Hollow. Check them out on Bandcamp if you like what you're hearing. They're very good, and producing this album in particular very nearly killed me. So let's start by having a quick look at what we've got in the project.
One bass stem, one item.
We've got a bass stem.
Two drum stem, one item.
A drum stem.
Three rhythm guitar stem, one item.
A rhythm guitar stem.
Four leads and extra stem, one item.
A leads and extra stem.
Five vocal stem, one item.
And a vocal stem. And also, let's just have a quick listen to what this section we're going to copy from sounds like with everything in. Okay, so we're going to copy 8 bars of what we just heard. And we're just going to copy from the bass stem track and the leads and extras stem track. So the first thing I need to do is select those 2 tracks that I want to copy from. I'm going to do this working from the bottom up because Reaper is going to expect me to paste onto the topmost track. So this just saves a few keystrokes. I'm going to move to the first track that I want to copy from. In this case,
4 leads and extras, stem 1 item.
Leads and extras. I'm going to do shift space on this to engage non-contiguous selection.
Non-contiguous selection.
And then I'm going to keep my shift key held down as I navigate upwards to the next track that I want to add to selection, which in this case is
3 or 2 drums, 1 bass stem, unselected, 1 item.
The bass stem. Shift space one more time to add this to selection.
Selected.
And now if I do control shift space on Windows, that would be command shift space over on the Mac, Asara will report my selection for me and hopefully confirm that I've got the right 2 tracks selected. Let's check.
1 bass stem, 4 leads and extra stem.
Yep, those are the 2 that I wanted. Next thing I'm going to do is set the time selection. So where I am now at bar 65 is clean on a downbeat. This is as good a place to start as any. So I'm just going to hit left bracket to set the start of selection here.
Set selection start.
I'm going to use the jump dialog to skip forward.
Selection remove. Unsaved.
And plonk the end of my time selection 8 bars later with right bracket.
Set selection end.
And now I'm going to do control shift space or command shift space to verify the start, the end, and the length of that time selection that I've just set.
Start bar 65 beat 10%, end bar 73 beat 10%, length 8 bars 0 beats 0%.
Okay, length 8 bars, that's what I intended. Next thing I'm going to do is select the items within those time selection boundaries, but only on the selected tracks. And the keystroke for that is Alt-Shift-A on Windows. That would be Option-Shift-A if you're over on the Mac.
2 items selected.
Yep, 2 items selected makes sense because we've got 2 tracks and there's no item splits on those tracks. If you want to be double sure that you've got the right stuff selected, you can do the report selection command again and Asara will tell you the track numbers followed by the item numbers and item names on those respective tracks. Let's have a listen to that report.
1.1 bass stem 02.wav, 4.1 leads and extra stem 02.wav.
So now I've got the right stuff selected. I'm going to do Control Shift C or Command Shift C for smart copy. And the reason I'm going to use smart copy instead of just normal copy is smart copy factors in those time selection boundaries that I set earlier.
2 items copied.
That's grabbed my 2 items. Now I'm going to use the jump dialog again to jump somewhere else on the timeline where I can paste this stuff without overwriting anything.
Jump it.
Let's go to, say, bar 500.
Select, unsaved project.
And paste.
2 items added.
Okay, to finish up, let's just have a listen to what we've pasted here at bar 500. As this plays, I'll solo the 2 tracks that we've pasted onto so you can hear what we've got. So that's everything in together. Just the leads and extras. And just the bass. Hope it's useful.